Blog Talk Radio.
To the new book broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. I pray that what you've asked for, you've received, and what you've asked God to do in your life, He's done above and beyond what you could ask. He's done above and beyond what you could even think. And that's always a good thing, because you have a testimony. You have a testimony at all times as to what God can do for your life. You're listening to the new life.
Everybody goes through some time.
Yeah. Turn my mic up just a little bit. Everybody dealing with something. But you gotta know that whatever happens,
I'll be praying for you.
Yeah. It's gonna be alright.
Everybody goes through some time, but something always testing your faith. You're gonna get some bumps and bruises if you live like the Bible says. Listen now, I don't know what you're going through. I don't have the remedy. All I know is that a friend loveth at all times, but a brother is born from adversity. You know that I'll be
praying for you.
I know that you'll be praying for me.
Yeah. Pray for me.
Whatever you're going through, you know that
I'll be praying for you.
I'll be praying for you if you know that you'll be
praying for me.
This goes on to all my mothers that struggle, fathers that bother, and angels to the bone. And to my sisters, keep fighting, brothers, keep fighting. Children, don't think that you're all alone. There's a message in this simple song I want to sing. Whatever the problem may be, God can do a new thing.
I've been praying for you.
Will you pray for me?
I've been praying for you.
Don't you hate on me now. I'm not going to hate on you.
Pray for me.
I'm ready to pray.
Pray for me.
Yeah.
What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? How can I repay him for all his bountiful dealings? I will lift the cup. I will lift up the cup of salvation. Can you hear me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and deliverance and call on the name of the Lord. I will pray. I will pay my vows to the Lord. Yes, in the presence of all his people. Precious, important, and no light matter in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints, his loving ones. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord, yes, in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. O praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people, for his mercy and loving kindness are great toward us, and the truth and faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the new book.
Body.
You know, no matter what in the world that you've been through this week, no matter what you've done this week up to this time, guess what? God loves you. He does. He loves you. So much so that he sent his son, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You believe in him. You believe in him. You believe that he came to die for you specifically. Don't make this don't look at this outside of you. Internalize this. Make it personal. That God died for Jesus. God sent his son, Jesus, his only begotten son, Jesus. God came here in the flesh, Jesus, for you, to die for you. That sin that you're carrying right now, he died for that. So you don't have to wallow in that sin anymore. You don't ever have to be victim to the debt trap any longer. You don't have to be a victim to the debt trap. You can become untangled out of the offense trap. You can. You don't have to hold offenses against your brother or sister. You don't have to tolerate offenses held against you from your brother or sister. You have to believe that enough, and you will be free. You are free. Why? He came and he died for that sin that has you in the offense trap right now. He died for that sin that has you in the debt trap right now. He died for that physical sin that you committed not too long ago. He died for that mental sin, emotional. He died for every single one of your sins. So no matter what you've done, you merely need to ask God to forgive you. If you confess your faults, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Just believe that. Is it as simple as that? You better believe it. You better believe it. We allow the devil to sell us a bill of goods that when we sin, we have to wallow in it. We have to feel. Now, sin is not, you know, yeah, sin is going to, you're going to feel, you should feel bad when you sin because it separates you from God. But what can bridge that gap, what can mend that broken relationship is just merely asking God to forgive you your sins through Jesus Christ. Jesus, who acts as our advocate, acts as our defense attorney, goes to God, pleads our case. Immediately the sin is forgiven, no matter what you've done to this point. You have an advocate in Jesus Christ. God will forgive you of that sin. You can walk continuously in the newness of life, that newness of life that was given you upon the crucifixion, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. No matter what your age is, you can walk in the newness of life. No matter what your age is, you don't have to wallow in the debt trap. No matter what your age is, you don't have to wallow and be ensnared in the offense trap. You don't have to do that. God doesn't want that. God, Jesus has come to give you life and to give you life more abundantly. It's the devil that has come to steal, kill, John 10:10, to steal, kill, and destroy you, to rob you of your blessings, to rob you of your positive and deposit outlook on life, to rob you of your entire life, to rob you of your dreams, to rob you of your purpose, to blind you to the fact that God has a will for your life, to blind you to the fact that God has a purpose for your life. That's what the devil has come here to take from you, to rob from you. He holds you up. He sticks you up. He commits a violent act. Then he takes that away from you. That is only punishable by death. And Jesus, at the point of death, at the point that he went to the pit, and at the point of his resurrection, rendered that eternal death sentence on the devil. I can't even call him Satan. by his proper name, only the devil. I will not acknowledge him as Satan. He's the devil. He's the evil one. And you don't have to fall prey to his tricks ever again, because you can be watchful. You can be vigilant. You can walk in the newness of life every day of your life. New Book of Life, you can reach us. And first of all, I go on Blog Talk Radio and I check a couple times a week the stats of how many people are watching and things of that nature. And let me tell you, there are a bunch of people listening to the new book. I go a couple of times a week and check the stats of the people that are listening to the new book. And let me tell you, I'm just surprised every time I look. A lot of you listen to the archive broadcast, and that's a wonderful thing. At least you're listening. But if you can, we come on 7:30 Central Time, 7:30 a.m. Central Time every Sunday morning. We're on for 45 minutes. 7:30 Central Time, 8:30 Eastern Time. Mountain Time is 6:30 a.m. Pacific Time is 5:30 a.m. And on and on and on and so forth. My cousin who lives in Israel has let me know that she listens from time to time. I have a cousin in Miami, Florida, who lets me know that she listens from time to time. And that's a wonderful thing. So we're listening here in the United States, and we're listening as far away as Israel. And it's a wonderful thing. And I thank you for listening to the New Book of Life. It means so much to me to know that you are tuning in. You can follow us on Twitter at New Book Info. It's on Twitter at New Book Info. Facebook, just type in Aaron Ashford, and there I am. I follow on Facebook. I don't post a lot. I follow on Facebook. But I'm there, Aaron Ashford, on Facebook. Or you email me. Please email me. It's info.newbook@gmail.com. That's info.newbook@gmail.com. Or just feel free to drop me a line or text me, 325-280-4341, or you can call in. Call-in number, if you're listening live, is 347-308-8581. You're listening to the new book.
All my brothers standing on the front line, trying to provide for your family. All my sisters, raising those babies by yourself. This one's for you. God feed you.
I'm
Hallelujah. Clap your hands, y'all. All my people, can you clap your hands? Let me hear you say, if you know that things have got to change, say, that nothing goes without a little rain, say, that no matter what they tell you, God is waiting and he's listening on the back of it, it's better. If you bless to have healthy kids, say, if you bless to have a place to live, say, stop chasing after everything you see, may not have everything you want, but you got everything you need. Whoa.
As I look out into the world, there's some things I see that I want to talk about. Can I talk about
it? Purpose of the new book of life. You know, we're a real show about a real God who can help real people with real stuff. You can get that here. But the best way and the greatest way to receive that is by going to worship. If you're listening this morning, go to church this morning. Worship God in spirit and in truth. If you're listening to this archived, if you're listening to this after Sunday or later on, if you're listening to this after the original showtime, listen, if it's Sunday, go to church tonight. Go worship tonight. This is the Lord's day. This is the day that God has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Give him this day back. We give him all the other days of the week, but all he wants us to do is to set aside some time for him on his day to give it back to him. If you're listening to this after Sunday, the next time there is a worship service to be had, whether it's Wednesday, a midweek service, whether it's on Sunday, go give it to him. If you're not accustomed to doing that, God is touching you right now. You're listening to this. You're going through some things. And there are some things that only the public worship can do for you. Being in an atmosphere with people who have the same problems as you, don't worry about their problems. You just worry about yours, okay? Going to worship will turn your problems into purpose opportunities. That's the bottom line. You will turn those problems into purpose opportunities. Why? You should learn from the preached word of God, from the songs that you're singing, from the word that you're hearing there, that your problems, this test that you're going through, it may be a storm, but guess what? You will come out on the other side. You will come out. Worship is a time to just give back to God what he has blessed you so much with. Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse number 10. And now I bring the first fruits of the soil that you, O Lord, have given me. Place the basket before the Lord your God and bow down before him. The first fruits of what? Everything. The first fruits of your purpose opportunities. The first fruits of anything going on within your family, your job, your circle. The first fruits. Give the first fruits to him. First Chronicles chapter 16. Verse number 29, ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. He's due that. He's due worship. He's due all the glory. Why? He's done so much for you. Now, I'm not talking about anybody else. I'm talking about me and I'm talking about you. He's done so much for the two of us. The very least we could do is show our gratitude to him by giving back to him in the form of public worship. You say, well, Ashford, I can give to him in my room. I can give to him in my house. I can give to him in my car. Got to make it public. Got to make your proclamation about God public. Got to do that thing in a public way. We get married in a public way. You got to have a witness when you get married. Even if you go to the justice of the peace, you got to have a witness there standing with you and your husband, you and your wife, to say, hey, this did happen. You don't have to have a witness to say, yeah, so you Ashford, you were there at worship this morning, but at least you're there giving public adoration, public praise to God with other folk who are doing the same. Psalm 95, 6, come, let us bow down. Let us bow down. Let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker. 96, 9, in the book of Psalm, worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Matthew 4:10, Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. John chapter 4, verse number 24, God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. Revelation 14 chapter in verse number 7, he said in a loud voice, fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water. Revelation 22:9. But he said to me, do not do it. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers and prophets and of all who keep the words of this book. Worship God. It'll do you good. It'll do your body good to go worship. It'll do your mind good to go worship. It'll uplift your spirit. It will infuse your soul to worship God this morning. And if it's after the original airtime of this broadcast, go the next time. Do it for yourself. Do it to save yourself from this wicked generation. It's a good thing to do. And who knows? You may find that you're that prodigal and you're working your way back home to a father who loves you, to a father who's not chasing you, to a father who's not waiting to beat you and to whip you when you come back, but he's there with his arms outstretched and he's preparing for you a feast in anticipation of your return. You're listening to the new book.
When you don't know what to do, and you're going through a test, and you say, Lord, where are you? Joe said, I looked on my right and you were not there. I looked on my left and I perceived you not. And I'm hurting. I never thought I would ever have to go through anything like this. Ah, but don't panic. It's just a test. Somebody in this room is about to pass. It's just a storm.
Just hold on. This test is yours.
Every time I can't hear that song enough. I can't listen to that song. That song gets me every single time. Every single time. This test is your storm. That's just all this is. It's just a test. If you've been through school, you know what a test is about. They come every now and then. They come about every 3 weeks in school. College, that is, a test. But you have to be ready for your test. You have to do the things necessary. So when the test comes, you can weather that storm. And the best way to get that thing started, worship God today. in spirit and in truth. If you're listening to this after the original air date, the next time, if you don't know, ask somebody. Just go up and ask somebody, are you a Christian? Do you go to church? Do you worship on a regular basis? Yes. Well, ask them, can I go with you? We ask people for all other stuff. Ask them. Just ask them. And go somewhere. If you're not sure, call. Ask. Talk to that preacher. Talk to those church leaders. But find somewhere where you can be nourished, where you can be built up, where you can grow, where you can know how to better weather the tests and the storms that come up in your life, because they will come. But at least you will have the book of life. You will have the Bible, the book of books, not to fall back on, but to dive into, to go into, in order to better weather these storms. This is the new book of life. The Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Now go out and do good. God bless you.